go somewhere else. You know. Do I need the mic, or am I all right without it? All right, okay. What I might do is hold it then. I'm much more comfortable when I can wander a bit. Come to Hexham, get an encounter. How's that? I just share a couple of words first before I talk about the weekend's talks, really. This guy here, sorry, I don't know your name. Gary. If this is something great, take it. If it means nothing to you, that's fine. While we were singing, I was drawn to you. Heard your voice first. Thought, guy's got an awesome voice. Voice that needs to be used for the kingdom. But I think God was just using that really to get my focus on you. Because then I looked and I saw your watch on your wrist. I don't know, I just got a sense of God was saying something about time. And it was, you know, if this means anything, as I say, take it. It was either something of God's already done something that has meant it's created more, it's given you an opportunity for more time in your life. There's something happened that's meant you've got more time available. Or you're about to get a point where you've got more time on your hands. Does that mean something? I just felt God was saying, hear him for how you use that time. Don't rush into your own plans without listening to the voice, because that time is being given to you for the kingdom. So if that means something, pray into that. And just something more general, really, for this weekend, really. I felt that it was a little bit for Paul, actually, but then I felt it for everybody as well. I was watching Paul, his camera at the back of him, and this is the way God uses me, draws me to something, and then says, you know, a bit like some of the prophets used to see something. And I saw the camera, felt, well, what are you saying, God? I'm no great photographer, but I do know that if you want to take certain shots, you put a certain lens on. And if you take, you know, if you've got the same lens on all the time, you're going to get the same sort of shot of photograph. If you want to take a wider, you're going to change your lens. If you want to get close up, you're going to change your lens. Just felt, particularly for you, Paul, but for all of us, felt that God would say this week, you know, I don't know whether you recognize it, but we grow up looking at life through certain lenses, and we grow up looking at the Bible through certain lenses. We look at Christianity and all the things that we're involved with through certain lenses. Do you know what I mean? So however you look at something, the lens that you have been used to is how you interpret what you see. I just felt God would say right at the start of this weekend, be ready and willing for God to change some of the lenses. He wants you not just to come and see something as you would have always seen it, but be prepared and allow him to just put another lens on for a little while and see something in a slightly different way, and actually see what God does as that lens is changed. Felt very strongly for you, Paul, that was a word for you anyway. You know, I got a sense of God saying, he's a faithful guy, he's been faithful for years. But even those of us that have been around for a long time have our lenses. God wants to show you new things and open up new things for you. But you've got to let him change your lens a little bit. You know, take away your own. Don't come to the word with your own, well, I know this story, I know this passage. Really come to the word and let God almost take the curtains away and let you see something you've not seen before. I just feel a sense for you in the coming days that as you read the word, if you allow him, God's going to show you things you've not seen before. Even all the years that you've looked in the word, come in the right attitude, God is going to open up the word to you really hasn't done before. Anyway, sorry. Just needed to do those two things, and we'll see where God takes us. I was asked to sort of give you 5 minutes on where we're going over the weekend. One thing I will say is this. I've said to one or two already this weekend. You may, at the end of the weekend, think, why on earth did we invite him? And what on earth does that guy get paid for at Hexham? Because more and more, over the last few years, we came to Hexham about 7 years ago, coming up 7 years now. Before that, we were 28, 29 years in TVCC at the Oakwood, Tees Valley Community Church, which is the big one that some of you have been to for celebration meetings, 400, 500 people. So we had 28. We were there when it was about 20 people, when it was in a little community centre. We watched God grow it into what it is now, a 1,000-seat auditorium with, you know, 500 and 600 people there. And then God called us out of that and asked us to come to Hexham. And there were some challenges in that. We could talk for quite a while just on the challenges of God's call. And when we first came, you know, I was speaking a lot because you minister, they expect to hear you, don't they? So I was preaching a lot, I was up a lot. I don't preach so much nowadays, I tend to let other people preach more than me. I lead a lot of meetings. But when I'm teaching, when I'm leading these sort of groups, and particularly the midweek stuff, can't do it so much on a Sunday morning, but midweek stuff, more and more nowadays, I'm doing less talking and more of facilitating the people that I'm with to say, come on, what do you think about this? Come on, you find out this, and in groups discuss this, because I think, you know, you remember more, you retain more, and you learn more if actually you've been engaged in looking at it, finding and discussing it, than you do sitting and listening to me for an hour. So you're going to find this weekend, like it or not, that a lot of the time I'm going to say a few things, and then I'm going to say, right, get in some groups, here's a little exercise, have a look at this, discuss this, have a go at this for us. So that's the style that it's going to be, rather than, I'm not a Tony Gray. I love Tony, and I love to listen to Tony, but that's not me. But I am one of those that will stir the pot a bit and say, well, what do you think? Your leaders might not bless me for it, but I will stir the pot a bit. And the subjects that I want to look at really this weekend is to explore a little bit about what is church? What is church meant to be? How is church meant to operate? What are the things God's called us to do as church? And are we doing them? And are there things that we could be doing better in church? And how can we, as individuals, make the church a better place? It's that sort of heart that I'm wanting to explore a little bit. What is church? How is it made up? What's it called to do? And hopefully dig down a bit to what's Birtley Community Church like. If I scratch the surface, what would I find? I want to tell you this. Richard Colebrook and I were with some of your folk yesterday. I know some of you were there. And I got an email this morning from Richard just saying, thank you for inviting me. He enjoyed himself so much. I want to tell you, right from the start, I think as a church, you are doing so well in what you are doing with connecting with the community, all those sort of things that are going on. I want to commend you on that. I think it's great. Whenever I'm with you, I get a sense of you're about the community and you're about the people around you. So whatever we do this weekend is not about me trying to say, this is about church. It's actually about saying, what's the strengths? What's the weaknesses? How can we make that more measured? And how, but more importantly, how can we as individuals play our part in all of that? So if you want to do 3 hours of studying in preparation for tomorrow, have a look at Acts 2, have a look at as much of Acts as you want if you really do want to read around. Because it's that sort of stuff that I want to look at. What was that Acts church like? So, that will be the loose link of what it is. So, in your dreams tonight, spend the night thinking, what is church? Because that's what we're going to be looking at, and what does that mean for me? Is that all right? So that's where we're going over this weekend, and hopefully you'll have done all the work, and I'll look good. Okay, is that enough?